And 6:06, city is partly clear, 32 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 45. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The merger is official. U.S. Airways and American Airlines will become one company as American resolves its bankruptcy. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker says the two companies dovetail well.
The over 900 routes that we fly individually, when you add them up, there are only 12 of them where we have overlap. So this really is about taking two airlines, putting them together, and providing better service to customers.
But what will this mean for Tulsa? Also, where American has its large maintenance base. Catherine Roberts this morning has that part of our story.
Cost cutting isn't the focus of the merger. According to American's Vice President of Base Maintenance, Bill Collins, that means jobs in Tulsa should be safe.
As far as Tulsa is concerned, it's a busy place. There's a lot of work that has to be done, and it's a stable environment for us for quite some time.
He says the merger won't be complete until the third quarter of this year, and changes to operations could be 18 months to 2 years out. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
That brings about a sigh of relief from the head of the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce, President Mike Neal.
To support these employees and to hopefully grow this very valuable industry for many years to come and early decades to come.
Now, Mayor Bartlett believes the merger between American and U.S. Air will prove to be good for Tulsa, the region, and the state.
Reacting to the merger news, the mayor says American's bankruptcy could have been tragic with the maintenance base leaving and the loss of thousands of jobs. With the two airlines combining, he doesn't see that happening.
It definitely is the best-case scenario so far, and from appearance-wise, it should be the best-case scenario for the near and long-term future.
He hasn't received specific guarantees the new airline will stay in Tulsa, but he says past conversations with U.S. Airways officials indicate that they want to do maintenance in-house at the Tulsa base. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, three Republican state senators are coming forward with a plan to increase education funding by $75 to $100 million. Bartlesville State Senator John Ford wants the money to go into three areas.
Number one is mandatory areas like paying for the medical for our teachers and administrators. Secondly, we've implemented some very good reforms. We need to fund those reforms so that we get the maximum benefit. And third, every school district is different, and we've got to provide funds that the local school district can use in a discretionary method.
Joining Ford in lobbying for the increase is Tulsa Senator Mike Mazie and Stillwater lawmaker and former OSU president James Halligan. The agency that administers Oklahoma's Medicaid program has said goodbye to its longtime director as it explores new ways to deliver health care services to the state's uninsured. Mike Fogarty is retiring. The board has tapped Deputy Chief Executive Officer Nico Gomez to replace him. There are two more flu deaths in the state, one each in Washington and Nevada counties. The number of flu hospitalizations, however, has dropped. Only 34 cases reported last week. IMSA's Kelly Brewer says if you feel the flu coming on, do not go it alone.
If you do feel like you're coming down with the flu, the first couple of days are the most important. It is possible that you can rest and ride it out.
But your doctor can provide antiviral medication that can speed up your recovery. Our weather forecast, it's a big coat day, sunny and cool today with a high of only 45. Tonight, we will have a chance of snow flurries, no accumulation expected, down to 24 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, but cold, a high of 47. Come Sunday, however, much warmer, but it's going to be windy and a high of 64. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is partly clear in 32. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.